Thank you. Minhag Gemara of this evening will be at 4:35. There is a trick when it comes to reviewing for exams that I was brought into when I was in college, which is if you've got an exam coming up, try to figure out which room the exam is going to be in and leave all the notes under the desk. I'm kidding. That's not. Find out which room the exam is going to be in and do your reviewing for the material for the exam in that room. Because it turns out that when you're in the same space, somehow it leaves a more indelible impression on the mind. You come back to the room, a lot of the material is more fresh in one's memory. And there is, as we've said a couple of halachot ago, a preference to go further to find a shul so that you get schar halicha, so you get reward for taking the paces and going the distance. Having said that, halacha yud begins, yesh lo la'adam likvolo beit knesset o beit midrash yitpolisham kfiyud. It is appropriate and fitting for a person to have a fixed place to pray. You shouldn't be spend your life wandering to go to the ends of the earth so that you can get reward for walking to prayer. You should have a stable space where you pray. And it strikes me that there are possibly two ways we can find meaning in this. First is, as I've said, having a stable space gives a more indelible impression so that the next day you can feed off the prayers from the previous day and the last week and the last year and the last decade, so that those prayers can kind of amalgamate together in power and form a stable memory. But also, if we've been suggesting that Bet Knesset is a place of communal commitment, where we come together as a group to be here for one another, to move from place to place to place, is almost to undercut the stability of those connections and commitments and devotions to each other. And having a stable space gives a sense of steady commitment and secure allegiances, so that when you stand before Hashem with one's peers, it is not a random assortment of people you're barely acquainted with, but actually a group of friends and peers and neighbors who come together to make their case before God. We'll have more tomorrow.